Both sides have presented their opening arguments, the district attorney's office presenting their side first, with Assistant DA Stephen Wright saying that Dr. Arambula was angry when he had to go into his daughter's bedroom back in December when he heard the younger daughter crying. After the two were fighting about a toy, Dr. Arambula grabbed his 7-year-old's face, squeezing her to be quiet and smacking her head. Wright is making the case that his daughter was fearful of her father, especially when her mother Elizabeth was out of town and he watched the children by himself. Dr. Arambula, listening, shaking his head no. Defense attorney Margarita Martinez Bailey said the children were in bed. The 7-year-old threw a toy at her sister and was jumping from bed to bed when he came in and held her while she was squirming, then spanked her twice on her bottom. She says they will not prove where the bruise came from on the child's forehead. It could have happened while the kids were playing hot lava and jumping from furniture to furniture earlier in the day. Bailey says the daughter is very bright and was seeking attention from her parents, and correlated her story to a fiction the child read, The Tales of Devereaux, where a child is similarly hit. The 12 jurors, 6 men and 6 women, will decide if Dr. Arambula willfully inflicted pain or suffering on his daughter. Reporting from Fresno County Superior Court, Liz Kern, KMJ News.